Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
Before we get started, dog, I gotta ask you a question, man.
What's up?
How are motherfuckers able to steal from the airport? The TSA motherfuckers. I read an article. They say these motherfuckers are stealing up some shit. iPads, all kind of, taking it right out of people's luggage.
Yeah, I mean, shit. They check everything, dog. I mean. They get to check everything. If hey, you can't carry this on here. You can't carry that on now. Who's for you to say that you could? Well,
okay,
I mean, a motherfucker will go through your luggage, pull it right out, and shit. Your luggage, you walk away. Your luggage is still back there. So by the time you done looked up, like, oh, my iPad gone. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Okay, so you're not standing there when they're searching your bags.
Nah, you got to go through a whole. You got to go through a whole different type of procedure. Your damn self.
Okay, see, I'm thinking you standing right. I'm like, how the hell can they steal it if you're standing right there?
Oh, nah, man. When your bag go through that dog, and I done seen some bags get fucked up. You hear me? I done seen some bags get fucked. I mean, literally, I done looked. I'm looking right at the bag, motherfucker. Didn't. Tossed your shit, slung your shit, went through your shit. Oh, this is nice. Oh, you ain't get that back.
Wow.
Dude, man, they play a real funky game at the mailports, man. I've seen it firsthand. I'm like, God damn. I mean, man, look here, motherfuckers done walked in that way. I mean, like, oh, well, your shit, you got too much shit. You got to throw one of them back. I mean, I done seen motherfuckers throw just whole suitcases away because they couldn't get on the airplane with it.
Wow.
Motherfuckers just ravage your shit. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that suitcase got to go. I mean, I would never do it personally. Let me just throw that out there. I would never do it personally. I ain't never took nothing from the airport. Never.
Well, I was just wondering, man, because they had a top of... I mean, the news did this little sting on them, right? It was like they had 10 iPads. Right? They had 10 iPads. They left them at the airport on purpose. They had little tracking devices and everything, and they tracked it to the TSA dude.
Yeah, I mean, man, motherfuckers get you, dog. I'm telling you. Them motherfuckers will get you. And see, they quick to blame. They quick to try to blame it on terminal service motherfuckers. Like, them motherfuckers terminal service did it. Or people like that. But, man, I'm telling you, man, them motherfuckers get the dude. Yeah, they get dirty with it. When I say they get dirty with it, they can get dirty with it.
That was I'm like, how in the fuck? If I'm standing right there, I'm not going to let you take nothing out of my damn bag. I'm standing right there. I didn't know the bag was in a different room.
Man, you ain't got no choice. I mean, it's not so much in a different room. It's like when you put that bag, well, yeah, in a lot of instances, your bag would just, like they say, check your bag in. All right, you done checked your bag in. Your bag got to go through that x-ray and everything else. And next thing you know, it's like, like I said, I didn't. Oh, wait a minute. That looked like a bottle or something. Let's see what that is. I mean, I done seen motherfuckers get the half gallons and everything else, too. I wouldn't do it personally, but I'm just saying, I didn't see it.
Man, that's fucked up. I ain't know they got down like that.
I wouldn't get drunk off your shit, but.
Somebody out there would.
Yeah, somebody out there would.
Yeah, I'll just be traveling by ground. Thank you very much.
I mean, you just got to know what to carry and what not to carry. You got to know that, man. I mean, me personally, I'm going to travel as light as possible. Being that I work there and I done seen what happens, I'm going to travel light as possible. I'm not going to be carrying a whole bunch of shit. You know, priceless heirlooms and all that shit. Nah, never mind. I ship that shit home.
Oh, yeah, but what if you bought it on your trip?
I ship that shit home. I'm just telling you from what I've seen. If I was you, if you bought something and it's of expensive value, ship it home. Don't take it on that airport. Because I wouldn't take it. But somebody just might.
Well, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. I mean, they should learn, man. They should know they set people up, man.
I mean, sometimes you get away with it, sometimes you don't. I mean, some motherfuckers get caught, some motherfuckers don't. Shit, you just gotta look at it. I mean, shit. Hell. It's surveillance cameras in motherfucking stores, but the motherfucker's still gonna go in there and take a chance on trying to steal.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I feel you. What's happening, brother?
Nothing much. How y'all doing tonight?
What's good, baby?
Nothing much. Nothing much.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. And you?
Chilling.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm on here trying to get my computer to act right.
You missing out.
I need an opinion.
You need an opinion?
About what?
About my breast.
Oh, you're going
to cut it?
Huh?
Well, go and put them on there and let us see what you talk about.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to act right. It keep freezing up on me and saying back to safety site and all of this stuff.
Curse that damn computer. Curse.
I know. I need somebody to go ahead and donate me a new one or something.
God damn.
You
say donate.
You should become a TSA person for the airport.
All right. You better get a job at the airport.
Hey.
Get you a brand new laptop. Not that I got one from them, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
somebody might.
that somebody might get you one.
Okay.
For the right price. For the right price, somebody might get you one. Wouldn't be me, but somebody would get you one.
That's what's up.
All right, y'all, check this out. Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
All right, y'all, check this out. I'm checking out this article, right? The name of the article is The 5 Biggest Dating Mistakes You Don't Even Know You're Making. Now, let me ask y'all. You think talking about your ex is a dating mistake? On the date?
It depends on the plans of the person you on a date with.
What do you mean?
They probably don't give two fucks because all they trying to do is get some ass.
Okay.
You can talk about whoever you want to. As long as they get some ass at the end of the date, they don't care.
Well, I mean, you know what? I don't know, man. I'm not that type of shit. I'm not too worried about it. Like, if you bring up your ex, but now if you, like, I mean,
if we're not having a deep in conversation about, like, past or future, you know,
right,
situations.
I mean, and like I said, it all depends what you're saying. We sit there and we had a game or something, and I get you a foot long, and you like, oh. This remind me of my ex. Oh, bitch, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Hell no, ho. Girl, what? Give me my motherfucker.
Only you would take it there.
I mean, hey,
okay.
Hey. I'm just saying.
All right, well, what if you ask a question? What if you ask a question? You know what I'm saying? Y'all talking, y'all chit-chatting, y'all trying to get to know each other. And let's say you say, so what type of men do you like? And then she starts, she's saying, well, my ex was.
Would you get
mad
that?
About that?
You shouldn't, because you asked the question.
Right, you set yourself up for that.
But then she don't stop, though.
You set yourself up for it. Shit, I ain't asked you shit about it.
You don't know. She could have broke up him the day before she got the date with you and ain't over him, you know.
You going, well, tell me something about your ex. Well, he hung like a horse. He got 2 inches. I mean, God damn.
Well, I don't want to talk about the ex.
Exactly. I'm not going to bring him up. I'm not even going to think about it. I mean, look, any comparisons or anything, like, keep it to yourself. You know, you kind of remind me of my ex, the way he be looking. No, don't tell me.
Yeah,
that.
No, that's not something you want to hear.
Right, don't tell me that, because he your ex for a reason.
Exactly.
Okay, do you think you can tell a person too much about yourself on the first date?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it just all depends on what your expectations are with this person, I guess. Like, if this is something, I mean, if it's a first date, we can only be talking about first date stuff.
Right. I don't want to know that you swallowed last night.
Oh, Lord, geez.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know. Hey, so what you do last night? Oh, shit, I was sucking his dick into his shit. He just bust all in my mouth. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, really, would you really want to know that I was eating? I was a lick 'em low lover last night. Can I get a kiss, baby? You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, some things you use too much information.
Let's keep this at a first date, right?
Right. Shit. What's
on
your
the first
color?
Date, we should be talking about nothing but shit. What we like to do, how we like to have fun, you know, movies you've seen lately or your favorite music. You know, you trying to get to know one another. You don't want to have, you know, go too deep off into it on the first date.
Well, now, in some cases, it might be all right.
I mean, maybe if your chemistry is flowing like that, and you know what
I mean? Right, now if chemistry flowing, and y'all, you know what I'm saying? Just don't tell me I don't. I ain't never did this before. Come on.
And that, what y'all just saying that the number three one is basing everything on chemistry. That's a. They say that that's a mistake.
How? Why is that a mistake? I can hear.
I'm trying to take out the little keywords. I don't want to read the whole damn thing.
Okay.
Well, now I mean, if you got good chemistry,
but aren't you looking for a person who you can talk to about like any and everything? You know what I mean?
They're saying the chemistry could be fake. It could be fake chemistry in the beginning.
It could be.
So you shouldn't base everything on that.
It can be built on nothing but lust. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, I guess you're right about that. Yeah, you like that. Me too. Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, so I'm not finna fuck you. I don't want that shit.
Right, but to the woman, the chemistry was right.
The things that he said from the beginning, and then everything changed.
I mean, now wait a minute. If everything I say you agree with, or everything I did you find cool, or you know, everything I say you have some response to, some things you know you just hear and let go. So I'm a kind of get the feeling that okay, maybe this is a little bit fake. You know, if I said, shit, I like whatever, something all off the wall or something, you was like, yeah, that's my favorite shit, too. I'm like, you know what? You little fake ass. I just want to give me some looking ass, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess all right, well, can I ask a question? As far as, like, dinner-wise, like, all right, y'all go out to eat first date. Do y'all, we see it on TV and, you know, you hear about it, but do you really and truly try to order the most expensive thing on the menu?
That's stupid to me.
Better not
Huh?
Fuck with me. You be washing dishes. I ain't got enough of that shit.
I mean, because at the same time, you do got to know, like, hey, like D.L. Hughley say. You know,
she finna give up the ass then.
Okay, so can I tell you that? I wonder what type of lobster you got? And I can't tell you. You do know what lobster you getting fucked tonight, right?
Well, where did you take me to? If you took me to a lobster restaurant, then you should probably expect I might order a lobster. If you
Just because we go to Red Lobster, that don't mean you order the lobster. Ain't nothing wrong with the shrimp Alfredo.
Ain't that it? I can dig it.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. But no, seriously. I mean, you go somewhere and you order something. You know, you looking at the motherfucker. It ain't even got a price on there. You already know that shit is like, okay, this is seasonal type shit. You like, okay. Alright, now, can I be like, well, you do know I'm fucking you tonight, right?
I'll probably be like, I expect to get fucked tonight, so that's why I'm going to eat good and drink good, and you better give me the business, not the plan.
Oh, okay, well, in that case, then, we on the same level.
Honestly, it depends on the situation and the person, you know what I mean? Sometimes a woman is just looking for that. She might be looking for that exact situation to jump off in.
Okay. Mother Nature, what's going on?
Oh, not much. What's up?
Okay, let me ask you. If I took you out and you ordered like, okay, the like the most expensive thing on the menu. And I mean now according to Butter, like, okay, if I'm finna fuck you, yeah, I'm gonna order some expensive shit. Now, my thing is this. Now, I mean, I guess it's both lodged in our head that we're gonna have sex tonight. So, can I be just up front and be like, hey, you do know that steak you ordered, I'm finna fuck the shit out of you, right?
Just because I ordered something expensive off the menu?
Yeah. I mean, you ordered some shit to just season on. It ain't even a season for it.
Well, that's not how I operate, but it just depends upon the person. But
yeah, it depends upon the person,
you know,
and how they feeling.
Right. It that goes upon, you know, how people are, because I don't operate like that.
Well, I'm just asking Mother Nature. I know they got to get you lobster and steak.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Did you take me to an expensive restaurant because you intended to fuck me tonight?
Nah, I pretty much took you there because you asked to go. Shit, Riley's was cool with me.
Well, I didn't ask to go nowhere. You said, let's go out to dinner. I said, okay, cool. You know, I might have asked you, okay, well, what should I wear? Should I dress casual? Should I dress nice? You tell me, you know what I'm saying? Put on your Sunday best or whatever. So are you taking me to a place that you know has an expensive menu?
I'm going to tell you, put on the sundress.
Stop it!
Sundress, nothing on under it. Now, if you comply with that, we going to this fancy restaurant. If you like, nigga, fuck you. I'm wearing what I want to wear. I want to be comfortable. Well, let's be comfortable at Applebee's.
Hey, what's wrong with Applebee's, man?
Get it. I'm joking, y'all. I'm joking. Let me stop. I know y'all like, this motherfucker here, he ain't shit.
There you go.
I next thing you know, y'all be talking about, hey, look at him, he in a bad mood. I'm joking, people. I'm joking. I'm just having fun. I'm having fun.
It's
going to
be all
right.
Go upstairs. I'm telling you that if you come back, this is what you get.
So you get your ass upstairs.
Damn. Get your motherfucking upstairs. Get your ass upstairs.
Right.
Hurry
up. Right now. See, Nyla, y'all ain't heard my baby. She's in the bed, damn it.
Oh, y'all heard my...
I went through the same thing. I had to learn, look, we going to bed early now because you messing up my productivity on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I can't, you know, enjoy my conversations.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I got to tell y'all this, and I know it's off a little bit off the conversation, but just hearing you just saying what you just said to your shorty, man, the funniest shit happened in that damn airport. Seeing a little white kid, and I mean, he threw a tantrum, a ball tantrum. He wanted to go in the candy store, and they told him no. I mean, he did the typical TV thing. Mommy, I hate you. Screaming, falling, yelling, kicking chairs and everything. So the little black kid looked at him, right? And he was like, you know, he looked, and his mother was like, well, come on, let's go to the vending machine. I'm going to get you a little something, I guess, before you get on the airplane. So I guess you're going to be talking about you hungry. Well, it was early in the morning. It was like close to. It was like 5:30, close to 6 o'clock. So she told him he can't have no sweets. So, she got him a bag of cheeses. Oh, he did that little twist turn. I don't want that. And that lady looked at me. Excuse me. Where's your family bathroom? I said, right there. Well, she took that little boy up in there, and all you heard was, you done bow, lost your bow, mother bow, fucking bow, mine, I'll beat you, bow, 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 bow. Now straighten up your goddamn face. Boy, that little motherfucker walked out there. I guess I was the wrong motherfucker for him to look at. Because, you know, I looked at him. She said, thank you. I said, no problem. I looked at him. I gave him that little snicker and pointed at him. Mm-hmm. That's what your little ass get. I bet you won't try to listen to little Timmy no more.
I know that's right.
Little Timmy got you tore. You got your ass tore out of frame.
Okay.
And she didn't have no belt. She didn't have no belt. And every lick sounded off, so she was in there wailing on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And told him, straighten up your goddamn face, or I have to kill one of these motherfuckers trying to get me for child abuse.
That must be a that's like a white thing, man. You know what I mean?
When I was working in the ice cream place at the mall,
and this guy came in, this white guy, he came in with his daughter. She had been about, I don't know, 6, 7 years old, something like that. He was coming in to buy her cone, right? So I asked him, I said, you know, what kind of cone you want? He said vanilla. She said, no, I want chocolate. For some reason, she couldn't get chocolate. So I make the vanilla cone. I give it to him. He gives it to her. She threw that motherfucker on the floor, right? Said, I don't want this. And threw it on the floor, right? And he looked at her. And then, you know, she did a little wailing out, you know, falling on the floor, screaming at the top of her lungs and everything. And he picked her up. And she was slapping the shit out of his ass. I'm talking about slapping him. Pow, pow, pow. Screaming at the top of her lungs, right? And he didn't do shit.
Oh, no.
He didn't do nothing. He just kept saying, don't act like this. Don't act like this. Don't you be like this.
And
she was slapping shit out of his ass.
I mean,
first of all, I'd have grabbed him like, hey, you going to pick this motherfucking cone up, dog? I'm not picking that shit up.
She threw that cone around the floor.
Yeah, and he's going to pick it up.
And she just mad that little girl got by screaming. That's why I said that's a white thing, man. Black kids don't, you can't get away with that kind of shit.
Well, for all practical purposes, he tried it. He tried it like a motherfucker, man. He tried it. It just didn't work out in his favor.
Exactly.
I mean, he got his ass up. He probably was about 2 shades lighter than me, but he was red in the motherfucker when he came out of that boy. She put some motherfucking hands on that boy. And like I said,
CPS, I'm so happy.
She didn't have no belt. There was no belt there, so those were straight hand shots.
I was watching Everybody Loves Ray the other day, and it happened to be the episode where the little girl, Allie, you know, she started wigging out. You know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. No, you know, stomping around and shit. I hate you, all that. That could not have been Claire Huxtable. Accepting that Claire wouldn't have hit
no,
the
bullshit.
Foul, but Claire Huxtable would have went off on her ass. She'd have made her
bullshit.
Feel real small. Why bullshit?
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Why?
Claire Huxtable was white as motherfucking Leave It to Beaver. There. That was the fakest black show I ever seen in my life because it's
you
not
a
really
hater?
Like that.
I know.
Call it what you want, but your life ain't like that.
Because we didn't live in New York. We didn't live in New York with a doctor.
Okay, I'll give you a prime example. Rudy. Rudy, on the show, Rudy, went in her mama purse, took some money without asking, left the crib, spent the money, came back. She admitted to doing it. She got a kiss in the hood. Don't do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I did see that episode.
Okay, well, think about another one.
Now, would that have happened in your household?
Anybody. Hell no. My daughter wouldn't win in my purse.
No, I'm talking about you. If you went in your mama purse, would you have got a kiss in the hood?
Oh, hell
would
no.
You get caught?
Mama would have slapped fire from my face.
That's what I'm saying. That was not a black show. That show was for white folks.
Okay, well, then, bad example, okay? Your household then, shit.
My mom would have told my ass up. You know what a black show was? Good Times was a black show.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, if your mama didn't teach you to keep your hands out of her purse and it was a recurring thing, then maybe you would have got slapped. But for her to have done that and that was the first time she done it and all that, maybe they didn't know how to react to it.
And she admitted to her wrong.
Yeah.
So
crack don't go on in the black
like
house.
This.
Y'all know this. Y'all know
okay.
You're going to get your ass.
I didn't get beat for everything I did.
And
my mama beat my ass.
Purse?
My mama wasn't scared to whoop me. So I still didn't get beat for everything I did.
But like my kids, and like I tell them, you know what I'm saying? If you fuck up and you come to me and you tell me, or if I find out about it or however it went down, but you admit you're wrong, yeah, you're still going to get some form of punishment, but it's not going to be as deep as it was if I had to find out and come question you about it and you lied to me or whatever. You know what I mean? Okay.
Okay, so y'all telling me that, y'all telling me that if your child, not saying that your child's going to do this, you sleep, you got $20 in your purse or your wallet. You wake up, your $20 is gone. Your kid is gone. Your kid comes back 2 hours later with a bunch of candy. You know they ain't got no money because they ain't got no job. And your money's missing. And then they say, well, yeah, Mom, sorry, but I took your money and I went and bought some candy. And that's cool because they told y'all up front. That's cool. Ain't nothing going to happen.
I did not say that. I said the punishment would not be as severe.
I'm sorry, y'all.
If your child is being honest with you, then you can't give them the full, you know what I'm saying, thrashing, because at least you know that they're picking up on being honest. Now, that's not to say it's not going to be as bad.
Oh, man. Look, I'm sorry. I know I'm laughing while you're talking, and I apologize, but I just constantly keep thinking about Father Time's mother wearing his ass out. I can see Helen fucking you up on sight outside, just stomping the shit out of you.
Right, it's not going to be no kiss and a hug and don't do it again. Whether it was the first time I got caught or not. That's an automatic in the Black House. That's an automatic ad. You fucking with your mama money?
I can see Helen fucking you in the face.
That does not happen in the Black House. I'm sorry, it does not happen.
No, you right.
I'm sorry.
A hug and a kiss, you know what I mean? But it ain't going to be a full thrashing either.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, on the show, she got a hug and a kiss.
All right, man.
In my eyes, that's not reality. That's not reality. That doesn't happen in real life.
Well, nevertheless, man, I mean, it was a fun show to watch. I think they made the show to just show that it can be fun at home. You can have some fun at home.
Man, I hate the Cosby Show, and I'm going to tell y'all why. How many daughters is on the Cosby Show?
Four
daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me out of four girls in the house, nobody gets pregnant before they get married. At least one of them going to get pregnant. Somebody going to get pregnant.
Well, hold on, man. God willing, that won't happen in my house. Shit.
Right.
Hold on, man. I'm trying to live a huxtable life right about now, man.
I'm saying you can try to live it, but in reality.
And well, so far, so good. So far, I'm feeling like Bill fucking Cosby or Heathcliff Huxtable, whichever one. God damn it. No, hey, man, don't say that, man. Don't say that.
Hey, I'm going off the show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got a son on the show. And he gets an earring in his ear, and that's the toughest thing he ever done.
Well,
and then he tried to hide that.
No, what else did he do? He did get caught with the joint that one time.
I must have missed that episode.
It wasn't his
now,
joint.
I've seen
it wasn't
her,
his joint. I've seen
Claire Huxtable act. I've seen her act like my mother one time out of all those years on that show. That's when Vanessa snuck out the house and went to the concert and got drunk?
Nope, because even on that episode, they played a game just to teach her a lesson. Now, I even said Claire wouldn't have hit the child, but Claire would have gave her a cussing out that it made her feel so motherfucking small and so bad that whatever incident it was wasn't going to happen again. Claire had a sharp-ass tongue. She's a lawyer.
Well, I'm giving you that. On this particular episode, this was the one where She went to New York somewhere to a concert, and she wasn't supposed to go.
Vividly.
And she came back, and the mama snapped on her. I mean, she acted like a straight up. She reminded me of my mama. Take your ass upstairs before I hurt you. I mean, she was saying shit like that. Now, that was the only real episode that I saw.
There was a couple of episodes like that. It was the one where she went off with the boy, and she was telling her, oh, quit talking about that boy. You ain't, who cares about the boy? Some episode with the boyfriend, too.
Oh, yeah, when she kept saying that. When she hollered down there, Jeremy, I love you. And she's like, you better shut up.
And she said, "You got one more time to haul down them stairs about to this boy." And she said something else, and then she went up the stairs.
Yeah.
And was yelling at and talking to her.
Was that the one where they had the party, where they had the Halloween, the costume party or something?
Nope, that wasn't that one. But she was always getting on Vanessa. Vanessa stayed in trouble.
I know.
Well, I must have missed a season then. I thought I saw every season. I ain't never seen that shit. I've seen her act like a black mother one time on the whole show.
What about that one episode when she was like something, 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 whenever, wherever, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She went off. You just hating on the husband.
Yeah.
And perhaps that doesn't happen every day, but I can guarantee you that somewhere in this country there is a black family that lives just like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not typical. It's not maybe in your neighborhood. Well, hell, then again, maybe it might be. You don't know everything that go on in everybody's household.
I didn't grow up in a household like that. I know some black families that their parents might not have been both professional like that, but they live like that. The parents,
I'll call y'all back.
They didn't get beat like that. They didn't get, you know, they got weird punishment. Stuff like made me think like I was really getting abused because they were treated totally different. So...
Well, no, I prefer good times. Because James would take that belt off quick. He'd be whooping some ass around the house.
Okay, man. Well, hold up, y'all. Let's go to the song. We're going to come back because he about ready to whoop somebody's ass with a belt now. Mother Nature, probably.
I'ma do them like you and drop them off some dollars, but I ain't, cause I can't afford to go back down that road. I'd rather stay on my J.O. and stack a bank rolls, but I ain't, cause I can't afford to go back down that road. I'd rather stay on my J.O. and stack a bank rolls. But if you real and you're dining in public, you don't climb. Holler at me, I'll be around. Might die. But if you real and you're dining in public, you don't climb. Holler at me, I'll be around. Chill.
If you need love, I'm thugging. If you need a hustle, whatever you need,
whatever.
Girl, I'm a little dog. We gon' flip it, got to let it go.
Keep it cool,
I'll whip it. We love hustle, whatever you need.
I've been putting it down, nigga, and holding my ground, nigga, from all off the mound, nigga. Yeah. We ducking them clowns, nigga. Taking their crown, nigga. We shoving the town, nigga. Rocks off the ground, got the kush by the pound, nigga. Ankle blinging, baby, wrists on freeze. Got the chicken on the ice, love a bitch with gold teeth. Hot girl, nigga, loving the G's. Keep the work under the seat. Do it for me. Take a trip to Port Arthur to the beach. Tell a homie, hold it down, cause we hustle to eat. And got me feeling like I lost my Jones, cause I done lost my home. The way the town is on. Ain't nothing changed, cause the palms got chrome. These niggas do this in the early, cause we getting it on. And baby girl, you can shop alone and fly to Fort to France and take 100 phones.
If you need love, I'm loving. If you need a thousand, I'm plugging. If you need a hustle, whatever you need, girl, I'ma need a little dough. We flip it, got some let it go. I'm whipping, you love hustle, whatever you need, girl, I'ma hold you down, hold you down, hold you down, hold you down, hold you down. You love hustle.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Back. Hey, yo.
I like that song.
Oh, yeah, that's my shit there. I'm going to hold you down, baby. Butter. Butter?
Huh?
I'm going to hold you down, all right?
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
All right, I got you.
Thank you.
All right, hey, check this out, dog. Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
What you feel about tattoos? Women and tattoos and piercings.
I have like 13.
Okay. I don't have no problem with it.
I mean, do you find them sexy?
Yes.
Some of them.
But baby, yeah. can I ask the man first?
I thought you were asking me because you was talking to me. You did say, but I'm going to hold you down. Let me ask you this question. So I thought you were still talking to me. I'm so sorry.
Okay, now, okay, what's the sexiest one? I mean, if you have a tattoo, I mean, what's the sexiest part of the body that she could put it on?
Either the breast or the inner thigh.
Okay, breast or the inner thigh. Okay, now, butter, I gotta tell you, to me, you got the tattoo on the most sexiest part. When you got it on your side, oh, that's just so sexy to me. That's just the ultimate turn on.
On your side?
Yeah.
On your hip or your rib cage?
That whole area. That whole area. That just turns me on.
Hey, did you see that one? They had somebody posted a pic on Facebook where she was naked and she had the tattoo of a snake between her legs. This shit looked tight as hell. You didn't see that one?
Nah. I'm gonna be real with you. I really like any pictures that's like that they really like somebody didn't like photographer or something. I really don't pay attention to them. Now, you send me a picture that you done took, and I see you done took it with your camera or your phone. Hey, man, it's just something. I love them pictures better than them model type pictures. So if it's one of them model type pictures, I really don't even look at it.
I mean, I have sent you a picture of a tattoo, but really, the tattoo was beautiful. It was a professional picture though. But the reason why I sent it was because the girl's booty was so big, I wanted to reach out and touch it. That's why I sent it to you. Did you get it?
You know what? I might have to check my messages. I probably got it and just, I been kind of swamped, so I really had a chance to really check all my messages.
Mm.
But I mean, what about piercings?
I don't dig piercings, man, to be honest with you.
You don't?
They don't do nothing for me, no.
Not even the click pierce?
Don't do nothing for me, bro. I'm not into piercings, man. Because I guess, you know, when you see somebody that's, like, got them, like, all over, you know, you got one in the jaw, you got one in the lip, you got one in the tongue, you got your eyes pierced. I don't know, that's just turned me off about own piercings, man. This is
okay, I mean, teachers, oh, no, I ain't knocking your hustle, that bro, I ain't knocking your hustle. Me personally, I mean, now, if you just got them all to the point where, shit, it just looked ridiculous, then, okay. But, shit, the piercing, I mean, but I got to be honest, I've yet to actually face-to-face see a click piercing. I mean, well, not face-to-face, but, you know, my face down there. I've yet to actually see a click piercing. It's like,
I'm scared that you going to rip it. I don't want to damage my coochie with a piercing, like, really. Because if the sex get too rough and good, it might get ripped out. You know what I mean?
But I hear with that, that's supposed to be extra pleasureful.
Oh, no. Hell no.
I heard when you first get it, you bust. Automatically.
All the time. I knew a chick that had hers pierced twice. And she said that, like, virtually with every step she took or every bath she took or every sensation, period, that it was extremely euphoric.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. I've heard that. I have a friend who said she got her stuff pierced, and she said she had more fun with it being pierced and not her hat by herself than it don't turn her on having sex with a man. It actually makes her nervous. But when she's, you know, walking, especially when she says she does her Brazilian wax, she said the airhead and all that, she can just be walking down the street and be like, oh. But
that's like one of them pocket vibrators there.
I just can't see it. Like, it's certain, like, piercings. Like, you know, the little piercing they have on their little fake mole or whatever. If they have beautiful lips, then that's sexy to me. But at the same time, when you really look at it, piercing your face and...
See, that doesn't turn me on at all.
I don't...
I don't understand, I mean, I guess they do it. They say they're doing it to get dimples when they pierce their jaws.
That is so ugly.
I mean, I'm like, really?
It's so not cute.
Yeah.
Nah, man,
I know some people who actually have dimples right there, and they got it pierced anyway. Like, that was, don't make sense to me.
I seen a girl that had both her eyes pierced. She had a nose thing, her tongue done, her lip. I'm like, what the fuck?
Anybody ever seen Rat Race?
She had everything pierced. Mm. I'm like, first of all, it's got to hurt. I mean, somebody sticking something in your face, it's got to hurt.
Well, I mean, some people got a fetish for it, dog.
Some people, like they say, tattoos hurt. But it turns some people on. Some people are addicted to them. Some people get turned on just by getting them done.
Okay, well, now, ladies, let me ask you this. A man with his tongue pierced, is it sexy or gay? I'm gonna start with Mother Nature. Mother Nature, is it sexy or gay?
I really hadn't given it any thought, but
okay.
I don't want no ring in the way. I'll put it like that. I don't want no ring in the way when I'm kissing a guy. So
when Father Ty come on with his tongue pierced, is he in trouble?
Hell yeah! Somebody better come and talk to me because I got some issues. Something's really bothering me.
I hold on, man. You gotta let her ask the question.
I'm gonna be concerned. I'm gonna wonder why he had it done, but I ain't gonna think he's gay. But I'm gonna wonder why he had it done all of a sudden.
Okay. All right. Butter. We're item when I come home with my tongue pierced.
I'm going to want to try it out. Yep. But at the same time, I'm not going to want you to keep it in your mouth. No, it's not sexy for me to see a man's, because really, I feel like a piercing is for a woman, so that when she gives oral pleasure, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I just, all right. Look at stuff. We together. I come on with my tongue pierced. Yay and nay.
Well, I don't think that it's gay. I used to have mine pierced, and the man that I was with while I was, you know, while I had my tongue pierced, did not care for, you know, the oral, the way it felt. Now, they say that, you know, when a man has his tongue pierced, it's extra, it's supposed to be extra pleasure for the woman during oral sex. I don't really have an opinion on it. I don't care for it or not. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, let
so.
Me ask a question. Let me ask you a question, Mary.
Well,
not just you, but I'm when you ask a question, I'm sitting up here thinking, why the fuck would a man want to get his tongue pierced anyway?
I mean, some people do. I mean, you got a lot of men out here that got their tongue pierced. Some look at it as being fashionable. Some motherfuckers think it's a turn on to women. Some motherfuckers do it because they got those female tendencies.
You know what they're doing now? They're getting their tongue slit, like a lizard tongue.
What? Slit?
Ew. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need for that not to happen.
Hell no. You ain't finna just slit. Hell no.
They walk around with their tongue looking like a snake?
Yes, they out here actually getting their tongues. They call it body modifications. They get their tongues split like a lizard. And they say that's better than any vibrator you can get, any of that. That's just
that's weird.
Yeah, it's demonic to me.
That's worse than a goddamn
thing.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
And I don't, I don't understand them big, huge earrings either.
Yeah, that's demonic too, but I ain't going to go there because I know somebody going to say something in 1 second.
Yeah, I was about to say, we go back and forth about this demonic thing. That tongue thing, yeah, I would have to be this motherfucker trying to turn it to the devil or something. I got to agree with you on that. I'd be like, yeah, now that's demonic.
Yeah, that is to me. I mean, I have a friend who she thinks it's the sexiest thing, but I'm like, do you actually see, like, this person is basically saying that they're a snake or, you know what I'm saying, some kind of, you couldn't come get in between my legs. I don't care how bad I want some oral pleasure. No, thank you.
I have no comment on that. That's just flat out crazy.
Yeah.
Those people got issues.
Yeah, seriously.
There's something going on in their brain. Why would you want to get your tongue cut in half?
I mean, there are people.
Sure it's not cut all the way in half. It's like
it's,
a snake.
It's,
you know,
it's
how
like a snake.
I know what you're saying, but it's still cut. Why would you even want to get your tongue cut in the first place?
I had no idea about, bro.
For the same reason people get made eyeballs tattooed now. The same reason
somebody
put in their skin.
Somebody walking around here with a tattoo on their eye.
Yes.
Yeah, they get the white part.
White part of their eyes painted, tattooed
like
red,
red
or neon
red,
green.
Black. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's happening, dog. And, yeah. And the fucked up part, it started in prison.
It started in where, you say?
It started in the prison.
Yeah, that's what it did. It started in the prison. Yeah,
motherfuckers seeing that shit off on TV, and now it's just like the latest fad.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers getting their eyes tattooed. Well, colored.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, your eyes is like red. Or
so do you know about the white part of your eye?
The whole white part of your eye is like black or red or
red
whatever
or
color.
Blue or neon green or...
That's
whatever color
you
want it to be, yeah.
What you want it? Come on.
They doing it, and you know they put those things under your skin to make it look like you got horns in your forehead and stuff like that, Third Eye, stuff like that. They do all kind of crazy stuff. Like, I have a friend who works at a tattoo place, and they do underground things where they work for 48 hours, 72-hour things. And she said they'd be hanging from meat hooks from the walls, swinging from, I mean, it's just crazy. Like, yes, I do love tattoos, but there are certain tattoos that I would never be caught dead with on my body.
Come on, and I'm going to tell you, that any motherfucker that want a meat hook, want to get a meat hook stuck in them,
They do.
You know, at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody, you know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
That ain't nothing but that devilism shit, man. That's all that is. That's crazy, man. Why the hell am I gonna hang myself from a meat hook?
I can see a motherfucker now. Hey, would you like to get pierced and get on these meat hooks? You had lost your damn mind. You better let me up out of here.
Yes, they do
right,
crazy
man, that's
stuff
crazy.
Like, I seen one where the girl had, she had like so many pins in her back, and they took a thread and connected each hole, and it made it look like she had wings on her back, but still, how painful and crazy is that shit?
Hey, some people love pain.
I don't care how painful or not it is, that's just sick.
Yeah.
It's just something you just, you know, some things just shouldn't be done. I mean,
when in reality they say tattooing is demonic anyway.
Yeah,
but they say
yeah,
that.
I've heard that.
They
I've
say
heard that.
That.
I'm the devil.
And
I worship the devil
because
I got tattoos.
When you look at the tattoo shops, most of them have skulls and all kind of crazy stuff on their front of their shop or whatever. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're gonna pay for the tattoo, you should be able to get whatever you want.
That's true.
What?
That's true.
So now, okay. Let me ask. Okay, now getting a tattoo, they say getting a tattoo is demonic. All right, I'm gonna put this one out to you. So what's the difference between you getting some praying hands and me getting a skull? Because if it's all demonic, what's the difference?
Because your purpose might is totally different from mine.
No. I like you like the way it looks. I like the way it looks. I like skulls. You like praying hands.
Okay, skulls. Really.
But now before, I mean, I think about it now. No matter what it is, it's all
so I
can.
So what
demonic.
You're saying is, I can get praying hands, but those praying hands are praying to Satan, and that's my plan.
I mean, is it? I mean, because it's all supposed to be demonic, right?
Hey, wait a minute, man. I got praying hands.
You's a demonic motherfucker any damn way.
Hold on, man. I got praying hands and I got the Grim Reaper.
Oh, my God.
On my point exactly. He don't know what the fuck he's going to do. A praying hands and a Grim Reaper. Okay.
Hey, without both sides.
Right, he fucked up.
I'm neutral.
Well, I was okay. I have four. I want more, but right now I have four. But I personally, and this is just my opinion, I feel like when you get tats, they ought to mean something. I don't care for, I mean, unless you are like, you know, you were born and a butterfly was, you know, in your delivery room with you. I don't think that butterflies have, you know, enough significance in my own life for me to go get a butterfly tattoo. My tattoos mean something.
Right.
So, like, I'm sure that everybody's tattoos mean something to them, but, you know, I have my children's names, I have my sign, my birth sign, and I have a hieroglyph that means everlasting life. You know, these are symbolic. This is how I feel. This is, you know, my reflection. I think this tattoos ought to mean something. They ought to have a deeper meaning than just going to get tattooed because you like art. You know what I'm saying? I seen a chick one day that had, and it was not even a professional tattoo. It was just one of them old bootleg, you know, saying kitchen tattoos. But she had Mookie right across her back, you know, and it was crooked and it was fucked up looking. It was just like, why? Why go get Mookie of all things?
Okay, so, I mean, what if I wouldn't got Scooby-Doo?
Does Scooby-Doo have a significance in your own life?
I like Scooby-Doo.
See, and I said, you know, that might mean something to you, but to me.
Well, now you got to look at it. Mookie probably meant something to her.
I'm sure it did. I'm
that probably
here,
was her baby
dear. Maybe so. I said for me.
Well,
and I also said that everybody's tattoos probably mean something to them.
Yeah, so that's why I say it's hard to say, well, that's stupid because that don't mean shit. I mean, it might mean something to them.
Well, I'll give you the history of my tattoos. I got my tattoos because I thought the pictures looked cool as hell. They don't mean shit. They have no, only my mom's, my grandmother, and my daughter's tattoo. That's it. Other than that, the other ones, I like the way they look.
And see, me personally, I wouldn't go get a tattoo just because I like the way it looked. It would have to mean something to me. Like, I'm not going to go get a tribal when I'm not a part of that tribe. That tribe don't mean shit to me. It's just a cool-looking tattoo. To me, that's crazy.
So, hold on. You going to talk about my tribal tattoo? Because I like the tribal tattoo.
I don't even know that you have a tribal tattoo. This is just general conversation.
I'm just joking. But I do have a tribal tattoo.
And to you, it means something. To me, it's you just went and got a tattoo.
Right.
What for the new tribe?
Yes, I am. I'm poor Ivanhoe.
I heard that.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I heard that.
I come from the Ivanhoe tribe.
Well, I guess I could say that too, but I don't claim them tribes. I don't claim that tribe. I ain't Indian.
No, but I mean,
he
I got it.
That's what I meant. He knows that I meant, you know, a real tribal, the ones that is just a band that go around your arm. Nigga, you ain't got none of that shit in you. You just went and got that shit because it looked good. Or you thought.
I mean, I honestly got it to cover up something. I got it because I got a tattoo when I was younger. It didn't look like shit when I got older, so I got something to cover it up.
And what was that? Because I just got back on the phone. What was that?
Some dumb shit when I was young. One of them old hot ass, them old pen tattoos where motherfuckers stick you 25 times.
Have you seen the one on my ankle? Have you seen the one on my ankle? It was done like that, but you can't tell. And then
I just
counted all my tattoos, and now that they connected, because most of them are connected now. So I can't even say it's 13 of them.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, I think tattoos are sexy. I think if you got them in the right places, they really, they'll turn on.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was taught, you know, your body is a temple and you disface your body by getting piercings and tattoos, I still have a problem with that because I have several.
Well, hey, man, I was going to go get one, a portrait of my daughter when she was a baby on my back. That motherfucker said $750. I know you got your goddamn mind. I know I got a big-ass back, but damn.
The ones that I got done at an actual tattoo parlor are smaller than the ones that I got done by a professional that did it at home or whatever. And I paid more for those small tattoos. Like, I got Betty Boop on my left breast. I paid, what, $100 for that one. And that's, like, not even, that's so small. Like, really? The one on the small of my back, I'm $150 for that. Like, that's really small. But the other tattoos are huge in comparison, and I didn't pay either nothing or close to nothing for them.
Yeah, but you had those done at home, right?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I have a question for the guy.
The shop on our, we charge you more.
Go ahead.
So do you think that there are places that women should not be tatted at?
You know what? I'm not going to say it's not places that they shouldn't be tatted at.
Or did you find, you know, less than eye-catching or pleasing or whatever?
You know what? Now, I'm going to tell you, me personally, I don't like a woman, and there's nothing wrong with a woman getting a tattoo on her arm, but that sleeve thing, that would it look like something, I guess,
like
I think women's tattoos should be feminine.
Right.
You got a fucking 9mm tattooed on you, and you a woman. It's like, okay, hold up.
Oh, I seen one today. Bitch had a 9mm tattooed on her thigh. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? You a true thug, huh?
Right.
I think they had 100% heartless bitch printed or tatted on her thigh. And I thought, you know what? One day.
She's going to regret it.
She's gonna
well, not necessarily. It. Nobody can see it.
No,
she
you
can
see
if
it. If I saw it, then everybody, she got it. You know what I'm saying? You don't wear booty shorts because you don't want nobody to see your ass.
No, I'm just saying, though, but she has the option to cover it up if she wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Because if
she
can
get it, she has
the
option of getting it removed, too, if she can afford
it. Man. Hold on. We got a man, Waylo.
What's good?
What's up, dog?
What it do?
What's up, dog?
Waylo,
hey,
how you doing?
Check this out.
So,
I think the worst place a woman can get a tattoo is on her face.
Yes.
That is not sexy.
I'm so glad you said that.
That is not sexy at all.
I don't think no man needs to get a tattoo on his face.
Agreed.
That's true, too.
I don't know what the fuck Gucci Man started, but that's some dumb shit.
He
up.
Didn't start that. Lil Wayne started that, didn't he?
What?
He didn't start that. Ray Ray from South Central started that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Ray Ray.
Oh, that's right. He did that first.
Yeah.
You got us on that one.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah,
that was
my shit.
Well, yeah,
hey. That's not cute, though, man. I hate to see that, man, because you market yourself a lot, and you can't hide that, even with makeup.
No, you can't.
Dude, when I seen Gucci Man do it, I said, oh, this is crazy, motherfucker. This motherfucker got an ice cream cone tatted on his face. But then I thought of it, and now this is what I said. Well, he's a fucking millionaire. And if he can budget his money right, he don't have to work for the rest of his life.
Right.
Now this little motherfucker that's 16 with this motherfucking blunt tattooed on his face.
What?
It's like, are you fucking serious? Your life ain't even started. You ain't even got no work for shit. And you can tattoo the motherfucking blunt on your face or
that's TV, man. That's TV, dude. Just like the Game got L.A. tied on his face.
Well, I mean,
up, Nate?
The Game is a millionaire. He ain't got to go to Amazon to get a job.
I mean, I feel
what I'm saying is if he go around bragging about that shit, you know what I'm saying? These little kids look up to those shoppers.
Well, you know what? Now, see, that's where we come in at. That's our job to make sure our kids, that you
don't
let your kids know
like that, right.
This is entertainment. These motherfuckers can afford this shit. Now, unless
they
you got a motherfucking
multi-million-dollar
contract finna come in this motherfucker, you better not get no motherfucking tattoo across your face.
These little motherfuckers don't listen.
Oh, you gonna? I mean, you know what? Now I'm gonna go as far as say that no, we didn't listen to everything. But damn, I knew that was like when I got my ear pierced. I mean, I waited till I got my ear pierced. Like I think I was a junior, and I did everything trying to hide that motherfucker. I mean, I put the little, you know, like you put the little straw in your ear and all that. And as soon as she seen it, pow, take them out.
Okay, I mean, my son had enough nerve to get his done three times of getting your ass whooped, and you still going to go behind my back and try to get it done.
No, all it took was that one slap. Them motherfuckers was gone. Them motherfuckers was gone and didn't come back in until I got 18.
But I'm just saying, man, these kids, they see that shit on TV, man, and, you know.
Now, I've seen this woman. I've seen, I don't want to say she's, I don't know how old she is. Okay. Her plan is to be a rapper or a singer or something. She's beautiful, and she has, like, a tattoo of music symbols on the side of her face. They match her personality. They match her outfit, the way she wears her hair and all of that. But at the same time, unless you can take that and wipe it off, it's not airbrushed or it's not a stick-on. Music symbols, like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. I've seen a couple of chicks that got those as sideburns.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
And you bitches probably can't even sing. Oh, my goodness.
It's just, you know, I feel like...
Like I said, you got a lot of professional people that have tattoos, you know. And like I said, I find them to be sexy as hell, especially on a woman. I just, me personally, don't get your face tatted. Don't get your face tatted. Don't put a 9mm on you. And for God's sake.
I don't
God's
think a woman should have skulls tattooed on her either. Zombies. I don't think they should have zombies tattooed on them either.
Zombies?
Yes.
I can't say that I've seen some ladies with no zombies.
I know somebody personally who has a zombie, a picture of themselves tattooed on them, but half of the face is zombie-like and half of the face is their portrait.
Maybe that's their
personality. I think that looks tight as hell.
It's tight. I'm not putting that past it. It's a beautiful tattoo, but at the same time, you're a woman.
But if you got it where can't nobody see it but your, you know, your whisper call, you good. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Howdy.
Y'all just said it. Hello. Like, motherfucker, you just not noticing me? Hello?
That's all right.
You all right, boo?
Yeah, I overslept.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody put you to sleep early today.
Get out my business, brother. Get out my business.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Even though I wasn't invited, I ain't gonna trip.
Hey, well, let me ask a question. What age does your child gotta be before you let them get one?
Out of my damn house.
Well, you know what? I'm not even gonna say. I'm not gonna even say out my house. I'm gonna say 18. Hold up. And I gotta say this because I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. My daughter does have a tattoo, and she's 17. What am I doing? I didn't allow it. I didn't authorize it. Her mother did all that. So, I mean, I want y'all to be like, well, she can't. I'm 18.
And I can say that, too. Like, even though I just said they have to be out of my house, my mother let me get my tattoo before I was 18, but I also had a child before I was 18. So, really.
No, now it wasn't my doing, because if it was up to me, she couldn't get it. But her mother let her do it. She don't live with me, so her mother let her do it. And it was a big hoopla, and I was pissed. And because when I seen it, She came to see me, and I'm looking at her arm, and I'm like, damn, somebody drew a nice-ass tattoo on her arm. That shit look real. And as close as she got to me, I'm like, I'm finna
that
break
shit is
your
real.
I'm like, I'm finna break your motherfucking neck. My mama took me. So now it's like, how can I punish her when her mother did it? Her mother took her. Her mother signed the paper, her mother let her do it.
Yeah.
So
her
now,
mother wants to be her friend so bad, huh?
So my thing was, how can I get mad at, I can't get mad at my daughter when her mother let her do it. Right. Even though I'm like, you knew how I was going to feel
about
it.
Did you call her and confront her about it? Or did you just
Oh, man, we're not going to get into that conversation.
I mean,
that's just
so she could have told you her mama did it, and just because she knew that you wasn't going, didn't want to get into an argument with her mama.
Oh, no, she knew I was going to call her mama. She knew.
Okay.
The mama knew I was going to call as soon as I seen it. As soon as she dropped off, she said, ring. She answered the phone on the defense. What? Motherfucker, you know what? You already know.
I'm 32, and my mom's still tripping about me getting tattoos.
Well,
okay,
let me ask a question.
Is there any way, is there anything your kid could say to you to allow them to get one before 18? I'll give you a scenario. Okay, let's say grandma died. They want to get grandma tattooed on their arm and they're 15.
When you turn 18, you can get it. You still gonna remember her when you turn 18.
You can go get an airbrush and take a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, put it on your shirt.
Now, hold on. All I hear is y'all two talking. I want to hear from everybody else. Do everybody else feel the same way they feel?
Yeah, my kids a couple of my kids have asked me if they can get a tattoo, and I have not allowed them to. My son asked me if he can get one before 18. I said no. Now he's beyond 18 and still don't have a tattoo. And one of my daughters wanted to get one, and I told her she has to wait too.
So there's nothing, no situation where anybody on the show would allow their kid to get a tattoo before the age of 18.
Hold on, we got a new caller, dog. Caller, what's
happening? Hey, what's up
with
y'all? Nothing. I'm listening on y'all conversation about the tattoos and all, and what age group and everything. And, you know, my children have.
First
I have
all,
two kids
name?
That
what's
have
name?
Tattoos.
Wait. Can we ask
Defiant.
You what's your name?
Defiant.
Yes.
She sound like she defies. You see how she went? Well, let me tell you, because first of all, we don't know. Yeah, that name fits you, baby.
I'm just saying, you know, I got two kids that already got tattoos, but you know the thing about it is they make their own money. You feel what I'm saying? So,
but
I mean, I just think that I'm 19 and 20, and then my little daughter supposed to get hers, and she's 17,
below
I'm supposed to get her one. Huh?
Were they below 18 when they got the tattoos? Were they under 18?
One of them was, yes. They were 17.
Okay, did you give them permission or did you do it on their own?
I gave them permission.
Okay, now explain to me why.
Because, we all can sit up here and say, okay, well, we ain't going to let them go ahead and get no tattoos because they age green. But, I mean, if they're going to eventually going to do it, what's the problem?
You know what?
Whether they're 17 or not.
And I hear what you're saying, but my thing is this.
It's a choice.
It is. But now my thing is this. If we let them do everything too early, what they got to look forward to?
Right.
But the thing about this, like I said, I had my tattoos before I was 18 also. And my thing is everybody is different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't just sit here and say, okay, well, I don't want them to have one until they get grown. Everybody wants them to be grown and make grown folks decisions when they're able. I mean, reality is, okay, why not? You did it. I'm not saying everybody did it. I'm just saying some people did it.
Okay.
So
okay,
I did it. I had it.
And for all practical purposes, defined you right because I did it. But now here's my thing. Here's my thing, and this is what I was taught as a youngster, and I try to distill this in my do as I say, not as I do.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? You know, I did that, but now it with me doing that and me getting older, I see the error of my way. So it's like, okay, let me try to
see
them a little different. Because, and you're right, Defiant. You absolutely right.
We all want our kids to grow up and be more than we was when we was younger. But, I mean, come on, let's keep it 100. I mean, it's reality out here. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we don't want them to do it. But, okay, if they, okay, like the, I mean, we did it. You feel what I'm saying? And we did without our mother's name consent. So, I mean, like, being a parent, that don't make you a bad parent or nothing like that. It just makes you
safe, okay?
It's real.
I'm not saying that you're a bad parent by no means.
No, I'm just saying that don't make you a bad parent if you decide to go and get your baby a tattoo before they're 18.
But now here's my thing, Define. Well, all right, I hear what you're saying, but now what if me and you agree? What if me and you both agree that, no, she can't have one? She can't have one until she's 18. But then you go behind my back and do it anyway.
Well, my thing is, I'm like, okay, and that brings a problem because, if I decide to go ahead and do it, and I decide to go ahead and do it, then it's just between me and you whether we're going to argue about it, but she's already going to get it regardless because,
here's the thing, as a unit, whether we're together or not, when it comes to the benefit of our child, we should work as a team, shouldn't we?
Exactly. But if it's a difference, it's 50-50. I mean, if she wants it, then why she can't have it?
Because we both agree that she should.
Okay, so disappointing, and we go along with you, too. If you say she can't have it, then, okay, well, we do what you do, or we do what I do.
Run that again.
Either way it go, if we decide not to do it, then okay, she ain't gonna have it. Then we turn around 6 months later and decide, okay, she gonna get it.
But we didn't decide that.
I'm saying it's just either way it go, it's gonna be negative. If we decide, Daddy said you can't have it, then we ain't gonna do it. Then Mama said we can't have it, then we let's go ahead and do it. And then we both gonna be pissed off either way it go. I'm gonna be mad because you said she couldn't get it. You gonna be mad because I said she could.
But now, don't that show a divide? That don't show a united front with us. That shows that she knows she can conquer
the
divide.
She can manipulate the situation.
I mean, don't you believe that? All right, so now, with that being said,
in general, when I was listening to the conversation was, they shouldn't get it until they're 18 and above. And I'm just saying that most parents, like me, don't see nothing wrong with a child having a tattoo when they're under 18 years old. Now, as far as the combination between me and the father or the opposite, the spouse sitting up here getting into it, whether or not we should do it or shouldn't do it, of course, it's a negative and a positive to it all the time.
Okay, and I understand you, and I appreciate your input. I was just asking,
I feel you, though. That's what the show's all about, ain't it?
Right. I was just asking, if me and you both agreed, and then, you turned around and just did it behind my back, I mean, don't you think that would be like a little kind of like, then you kind of blackball me?
That
would be mean.
Okay, there you go.
Mean.
Let me ask you a question. What tattoo did your daughter get at 17? What was it?
What tattoo did she get?
Yeah.
Just her name.
Just her name. It's a little tattoo, a little
$25-$30 tattoo with her name. That's it. It wasn't a boo thing and all the niggas' names on and stuff like that. She didn't do all that. She kept it real nice and decent. That's one thing I tell them. Don't go ham on them.
Whatever you do with
your tattoos represent you.
I think what kind of pissed me off is my daughter's tattoo was bigger than mine. I was like, God damn. Hold up. I mean, she was more pain than me? Hold up. Now I'm pissed.
Wow.
I had to go get a bigger one to show her that I can take pain.
Look, I'm tougher.
Right, I can't be walking around here. My shit 2 inches long and her shit 7.
Everybody hold on a sec. All right, Waylo, your daughter is young. Would you have a problem with her getting one before she's 18?
Wait, driving that?
You on the motorcycle, man?
Hey, Waylo got something going on every week.
All right, but would you have a problem with your baby getting a tattoo, dog, before she's 18? As far as the father goes, we know how he feels.
Because my father let me get my tattoo when I was 16. He told me, keep my ass out of the streets, keep my head in the books, and do the right thing, and, I could do what the fuck I want to do. Now, if I was with my mom, that would probably be in a different situation. My mom probably told me to go fuck myself, and hell nah.
But how would you, I'm saying, if it's your daughter comes to you like, hey, Dad, I want a tattoo.
I would tell her to keep her head in the books. Same thing my father told me. Keep your head in the books. Do the right thing. And, you know, if you when you turn 16, I'll take you to go get your tattoo.
I mean, would you take her to get whatever she wanted, or would you be like, okay, it has
it would,
to be?
It would have to be something respectful. It would be a name. You know, it wouldn't be no cherries or no lips or no shit like that. It would have to be something respectful.
Okay, well, I guess, me and you agree.
You said what?
I said, I guess me and you agree. I'll fuck her ass up. She's going to be talking about a tattoo. When you turn 18, you can do what you want to do. You're grown.
And I mean, I love tattoos. You know what I'm saying? I think they're awesome, and I don't want to say part of me can't wait to for my son to get his first tattoo. But it's gonna be when you out of my house.
Well,
and on top of that, I feel like this,
like
depending on the education and what they gonna get. You know what I'm saying? You wanna get a tattoo? Make sure you get it where you. It's not gonna stop you from getting a job or. A grant or anything like that, and some people get tattoos in places that don't need to be got, you know what I mean? And
I look at it like this. A tattoo is just like a piercing. You give them one, next thing you know,
they want another one. They're addictive.
Well,
I don't know nobody that just
exactly,
got one tattoo.
Yep, right, exactly right. They are addictive. Yes, they are.
I don't know nobody that just got one tattoo.
Hold on, y'all. Okay, hold on now. Somebody, now, out of everybody that's been talking, it's just one person who's been totally quiet. Janae.
She's tired. Didn't you hear her?
Nah, I ain't heard her. She must have got a whole bunch of them. Nah, I didn't see your pictures. I'm about to say, I seen your pictures. Nah, you ain't got a whole bunch of them.
You only got one?
I only have one tattoo.
How were you when you
and I didn't want to get that one. That was a setup.
Do your daughters have them?
Yes, they waited until they were 18. I didn't allow that until they were 18. You sitting up here telling me you want to be a nurse? How you going to be somebody's nurse with tattoos all up and down your arm on your face and all type of stuff like that? It's about the profession that you decide that you want to go into. And as a parent, I'm trying to tell you, depending on the profession that you're going into, yeah, if you want to be a mechanic or a certain type of profession, they don't care about that type of stuff, you're not going to be no lawyer and have no tattoos and stuff everywhere. They don't even allow that. They don't even allow. So it depends. It depends. If that's how you want to do it, then that's fair. You're right. But once you turn 18, you can do that. Not while, you know, you a child. As far as I'm concerned, until you're 18, you still a child. After that, and then, you know, yeah, my daughter did. She went and got some after she turned 18, and that was her right to do that at that point.
Right, and I joke about this because I seen Lil Wayne with it, and I tell my daughter, once you turn 18, you can get one in your, you can be just like Lil Wayne, you get one in the middle of your forehead. But I kill you if you do.
And I mean, I have a daughter that's in college now. She has a piercing for her eye. I told her that's not professional.
I agree with you.
And I'm being honest. I understand you in college right now. And I mean, that's fair. You can take piercing out and it'll go away. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, as somebody that works in a professional field, I don't want my doctor walking in with no piercing on her face. I'm so sorry.
I want a new doctor. And with that being said, now, I changed doctors. I went in and I had an injury. And the doctor came in and he had his ear pierced. And he had this big hoop, this big gold hoop with diamonds in his ear. I'm like, I want another doctor. And I'm serious. But you know what? And when I looked at that, and when I said I wanted another doctor, it made me think about all the shit that, like, damn, maybe this is how a lot of people look at a lot of people because, you know,
that man made it through medical school. He obviously had good grades.
Nobody is saying that he's not qualified. That he wasn't
exactly.
That he didn't do just like.
There,
everybody else, but people do that.
Right. And you're like, he had to make it through medical school in order for him to be a doctor. But when he walked in with that big-ass gold earring with them diamonds in that motherfucker, and I don't want you.
And he was like, fuck you, I can afford
it. I feel like if a man's earring is too noticeable, he's gay.
Huh? I don't know about all that.
I mean, if he got a big old hoop that might I can rock, I don't understand it.
I ain't going to say no big one that you can rock, but shit, I ain't going to lie and say that if I had that earring, I wouldn't support that motherfucker to a club. That's how good it looked.
Okay.
And I know because he's a doctor and he got the money to buy it, but it was just something about the fact that you walked in here with this big-ass earring in your ear, like, you know, like, shit, like you just came from the club. Oh, man, I'm not finna fuck with you. And, I mean,
send me that
motherfucker with the glasses on.
Maybe he forgot he had it in, because my earrings ain't that fucking big, and I forget that I wear my shit every day to work.
And I do too.
To take my shit out.
And you away low for all practical purposes, you're right. I forget I have mine in. You know what I'm saying? I be like, you still got your earring in. Man, I be forgetting I had this motherfucker in here. I had this earring in my ear for over 20 years, so. Well, not this particular earring, but, you know, I had an earring in my ear for over 20 years. So, it's like, you know, I forget. But, damn, this big-ass motherfucker, I mean, come on, dog. We blue-collar workers. This guy's a fucking doctor. We blue-collar workers. We get up. We you know what I'm saying? Like she said, shit, a tattoo don't... motherfucker don't give a fuck. We working on motherfucking machinery and all this shit. Motherfucker don't give a fuck because we got a tattoo. But, yeah. A motherfucker, I mean, this motherfucker, dog, and I mean, I'm not even saying that he's not a good doctor. It was just the initial first response, and it was just that initial first, like, hold up, man. Hold up, why you still got that earring in, nigga? You just came from the club. Fuck you got, you know, why you looking like you know what I'm saying? Come on, look professional.
I was going to tell y'all that women, they go get tattooed every day and people don't even notice the shit. They get their makeup tattooed on them.
Yes.
The eyelids, the little nose,
yes.
All kinds of shit. They get those shits tattooed on them and you don't even know it.
I know.
They got their lip lined.
What the hell?
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. They better not never let me tattoo them because I'm going to make their ass look like, huh? Their eyebrows going to look like, huh, all the time. But I ain't say nothing to you.
What the fuck is wrong with that shit?
Right,
I did not
like,
know that.
Dog, where you been living in a cave?
Hey, man, I'm not going to be sitting around asking motherfuckers their face tattoos. Why the hell you want to get that? That shit don't make no sense to me, man. What if you want to change your shade? You got to go get a new tattoo.
Motherfucker, you better wait. That's why they tell you. You better pick a shade that you feel like you look great in.
Mm-hmm.
That shit ain't coming off.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you want to put yourself in that situation?
Because you got to think about it. We're spending a shitload of money on fucking makeup. Because I know my ex-wife, she got a fucking big-ass tote full of makeup, and I know half of that shit cost over $3,000 or $4,000. They got down, what's that shit, MAC or some shit?
Yes.
I done spent over at least $2,500 on fucking MAC. You kissed my ass.
Well,
you should have
told her to get
the
tattoo.
You gotta think about it. When you go get your eyes tattooed, that needle is going on your eyelid. Some people gotta get put to sleep to get that shit tattooed on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
That is fucking crazy to me, man. You know, I mean, if you want to change your foundation, you can't just wipe that shit off.
No. That's the fucking purpose, dog. You can't have to wipe it off.
Right, okay, I understand that, but let's say 5 years from now, you don't like that shade no more. Let's say you know what I'm saying? Anything.
Say you get your lips trimmed up while you 150 pounds. 3-4 years later, you done gained 50 pounds. Your lips done got bigger. Your face done got bigger. That line is not in the same spot it was before.
And evidently, you must finna go all out. You better start working the fuck out. Because if you want to stay that size, you better work the fuck out.
That's crazy. I didn't even know motherfuckers did that kind of shit. I never even heard that before till tonight. This is the first time I ever heard that.
Mother Nature.
Yeah, take him out.
There's
a lot of people
that get
those tattooed on them,
too. Mother Nature.
Where's
Mother Nature?
I'm right here.
Please, take this motherfucker out somewhere. Turn from ESPN.
I can see myself at the club right now walking around with alcohol. Excuse me.
Nope. Yeah, I can see you doing this.
Is that real? That looks really good on you. Is that real? I wipe your face right quick.
No, you ain't going around wiping people's face. You ain't gonna have me fighting folks.
He was
licking his thumb and wiping it across her eyebrow.
hold on, y'all. Yes, he really would do this. This is from the same guy. Let me tell you this guy's pickup line when we was young. What? How you doing? Nothing suave. That motherfucker walk up to people like, "Hey, you got a phone?" This was his pickup line. "Hey, you got a phone?" And when they say no, well, I know it's the payphone down the street from your motherfucking house. This is this man's pickup line.
Please tell me that is not how you used to pick up. Oh, no.
Shit. I was young. I had bad influences around me. I was young.
Yeah, I bet you that shit worked at least once or twice, didn't it?
I know, right?
They were scared.
Never worked. That's one line that never worked.
Man, I got a couple of phone numbers on that, man.
They wasn't the right one.
They were scared. They were scared. That's
not
the point. This
motherfucker. Dude, look here. From 91 to 94, that was his pickup line. "Hey, you got a phone?" Oh, as soon as they say no, "Oh, well, shit, I know it's a payphone." See, because they used to tell him no, so he didn't have nothing to come back with. So finally he figured out, okay, I need something just in case these motherfuckers say no. Motherfucker said no. "Well, I know it's a payphone down the street from your house." Really? Really, this is your pickup line. So him walking through that with licking his thumb, like Waylo said, rubbing on people's face. Yeah, I can see him doing that.
Hey, I didn't know people did that shit, man. That's I'm curious about that shit now.
Mother Nature, make him turn off
the
ESPN.
Not going down the street wiping on people's face.
I just want to see if it come off or not.
No, you're not.
Mother Nature.
I just want to meet somebody that actually done it.
Please turn ESPN off. Please. In your household, turn ESPN off.
We watch other channels. We watch all kinds of stuff.
God forbid if the Warriors come on, I already know you fucked me. Your whole TV fucked. Hey, he going to make everybody in the house watch that.
You got it on DVD, dog.
I know you did. The Warriors.
The Warriors
in Beach Street.
Get off of Beach Street, bro. I like Beach Street.
Beach Street was a good movie.
Look here, man. Waylo, I'm not doubting it. For its time, it was a good movie. But when a motherfucker make you watch this every day, and because he's bigger than you and he can control the TV, you have to sit there and watch this shit. No, I hate Beach Street now. I hate Beach Street, Breaking, Tougher Than Leather. Any of them motherfucking movies, don't show that shit to me.
Mr. Star.
The motherfucker, hey, we walked to the goddamn movie theater to see Tougher Than Leather.
You walked right with me, motherfucker.
Exactly.
You say what? I said, let's go.
Yeah, it seemed like y'all was traumatizing each other's youth. It wasn't really that bad.
That motherfucker was telling that he was walking right on side of me eating that same motherfucking bag of Okie Doke popcorn.
I was 13. What the fuck else was I going to do?
Walk, goddammit.
Exactly. You want to see the movie as much as I did. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't Tougher Than Leather. It was Colors.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was Colors.
Yeah, it was Colors. And he wanted to see it just as bad. And then he walked in there with a big red-ass tango talking about, yeah, let me see how they did my blood. Motherfucker, you don't even know what a blood is. Now this white lady, she terrified because she see him with this big red hat on talking about, let me see how they did my people.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
She terrified. So I'm like, goddamn gangbanger. No, but to get the fucked up part is the fucked up part about it is that we sat there and watched the movie twice. Now normally they put a motherfucker out. They sat there and let us watch the motherfucker twice. Cause he's sitting there with this big red ass LL Cool J I'm Bad Kango on.
He did. He don't even wear red hats. He don't wear red, period.
Oh no. He had his red. Oh, you never told about the red Kango, dog?
I don't even know what happened to that hat, dude. I haven't seen that hat in years.
That motherfucker didn't leave out that house without that red motherfucking Kango on.
He was related to LL on the low.
Oh, shit. His hat was like a shark fin. You could tell him shit. I wish you would try to snatch that motherfucker hat off his head. I say, hey, man, let me go to hat school. Hell no. Goddamn, you out of school. You ain't even going nowhere. Nigga, what mean let me wear the hat?
Hell no. My Kango.
I don't like that.
Kango. I'll tell you, what type of big brother is that? This motherfucker wouldn't even let me wear the hat. It was through. Granted, it was the LL era. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, dog, you got the Kango. Can I wear it to school? No. Somebody gonna take it from you. Somebody gonna take it from you. You ain't got no gun.
Anybody take my hat? Fuck that.
But you don't even know where it went.
I sure don't.
Cash. They damn right. I took it. Damn right, I took it. My hat was like a shark fin then.
That's crazy.
Don't y'all just love these little memory moments they have?
That's how he's bringing that shit up.
Love it.
Now he can't stop thinking about it. Look.
What the fuck you mean, love it moments? That nigga terrorized me all my damn childhood. Fucking child purposely terrorized me. And he only did it because he was bigger than me. Huh?
Well, you were terrorized. You love those moments.
I mean, shit, I didn't have no other choice. He beat me up, body slammed me. And I mean, shit, I'm 110 pounds soaking wet with boots on. Hit this motherfucker 230. I did eat. You just ate too much.
Lord,
don't talk about the man because you love him.
Yeah, they like brothers.
I can't say that motherfucker.
That's how come he get on the show and talk shit.
They might as well start singing memories.
They might as well go into song and start singing memory.
I got that Rocky song in my head, shit. I wear just as much as he do now, so I ain't scared of that motherfucker no more. Shit. Hey, wait, no, I got that done. Hey, I'll be waiting on his ass to get on and get into an argument with me. I'll be like, motherfucker, do something.
Lord have
mercy. My ass won't be all grown and shit either.
Hey, I'm like Day-Day. You ain't going to be fucking me out no more. Shit, nigga, we getting our 40s. I ain't getting fucked no more.
Yeah, we grown.
Hell yeah, we grown. Come on, nigga, come on.
You grown now.
Motherfucker's crazy.
I ain't kissed that motherfucker no more.
Hey, speaking of Day-Day, y'all know they got a new Friday coming out with All In a Minute?
Yeah, and they say Kevin Hart's supposed to be in it, too.
Yeah, I saw him on the poster. And
old news.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know it was old shit. My bad.
I don't
get out much.
I'm just surprised there's something I know before you, considering.
Y'all know what else is coming out?
I already know what the fuck she's going to say. I already know. I've seen the preview.
What? Tell me.
I already know she's going to say.
Twilight is coming out.
I knew that.
I'm excited.
I don't remember her talking all that crazy shit about Twilight back in the day. I said, you the first motherfucker I thought about when I seen that damn commercial. I said, these some bitches that brought another one out.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the best one. I got the back tickets. My son came in and was like, you should order the tickets 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Don't tell nobody else that. Don't tell nobody else that your son ran in there talking about the party. Don't you tell nobody else that shit.
Oh, wow.
You're going to ruin that man's reputation forever.
Don't tell nobody else that.
No, it won't. There are men that go to see that movie.
I'm gonna let everybody
on a secret. I actually went to go see that, and that's why I ran into Mother Nature, the midnight show.
Oh wow!
True story.
Oh wow!
Mother Nature, you got bamboozled. That motherfucker just said he didn't give a fuck about who. He didn't give a fuck about Jacob or the other motherfucker. He was just waiting to see who he can catch coming out. Yeah.
Man, I slept through the whole fucking movie, too.
Oh, wow,
you
dude. Wow.
They sure did Jacob wrong, huh? Mother, they should have fell for it. Yeah.
No, I go to see the movie because me and my daughter go to see it. He went to see it with somebody else, and that's where we end up getting, where we saw each other.
Uh-huh.
It was all
planned. I'm going to watch this one because this is the last one.
Let me let you in on a little secret. He had already stalked you out 3 weeks earlier. He knew the time you was going to be there. He stalked you out 3 weeks earlier. He knew you was going to be there.
Okay.
That's why he walked in. Hey, fancy meeting you here. He had already went through your motherfucking Rolodex. And she will be at the midnight show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he done broke through her motherfucking phone. He done seen us text somebody. Girl, I'm going to the midnight show. Midnight show, are you?
Mm-hmm. He hadn't even seen me then. So how he done went through my phone and roll it at?
That's what you think.
That's what you don't know. I don't even
know.
He
told you all about it, huh? Okay.
Hey, shit. I knew who you was 2 months before I even met you.
Okay.
I don't believe that shit.
You told me before, remember?
I'm just saying.
You just said, okay. Well, I'm glad you knew about it. You just let me know.
Hey, your picture was on Sin City 2 months before you even met him. This one was big,
She really like. Please tell me this ain't true. Please tell me.
Right. She,
no.
He could go on.
No,
it was just a chance meeting, man. It was a chance meeting because I started not to go. I didn't want to go, but D was like, man, come on. I'm like, man, I don't even fucking watch
it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Pause. You and D went to go see Twilight.
Now, him and his girl was going.
Oh, okay.
He was going with him. I'm like, man, I don't even fucking, I don't know nothing about Twilight. ain't never watched that shit before.
Hold on. Let me get this right now. D and his girl was going to a midnight show, and he invited you.
Yep.
Yeah, we were already together.
No wonder
they decided that they wanted to go. We were already together. They decided they wanted to go, and I was like, "Well, you know, I'm chilling at the crib. I'm not going." You know.
And he said, "Come on, man."
They was trying to get him out of the house.
Yeah, no. D was trying to get him out of the house.
No, D wasn't.
Because he didn't want to go to the show with his girl.
Right.
No,
I don't want to go. I don't want to go by myself.
No.
I don't want to go by myself. I want to
do that, man. You need to stop.
Wasn't like that, dog. Straight up, wasn't like that.
No. They were trying to get him out of the house. You know how you just told
like
me
D gonna whoop my ass or something.
No, Cass.
I kick D little ass.
Oh
no, I'm just playing. That's my guy. D a cool motherfucker, but I still kick his ass.
So. You know what? Cass, you need to stop.
I'm just saying. I mean, come on, man.
No, you man, but you know what, though? I look at that as a sign, man, because if I would have never went, I would have never ran into her.
Right. So thank me. Why, he probably sitting over there mad. Wasn't for you to meet her. It's for being you to have some bonding time. No, I'm fucking around.
You about to get cut smooth the fuck out there.
Okay.
Oh, I keep telling you, come on, Cletus. Come on.
Watch what you wish for, Holmes. Watch what you wish for, Jack.
Look here, I ain't scared of you, and I damn sure ain't scared of Mr. Peabody over there.
All right, Jackson.
Little did you know, he been taking steroids for the last 6 months.
Whatever I'm taking, I'm going to tear his ass up. But no, seriously, D do look like, hey, you might remember that cartoon, Mr. Peabody and Sherman? You look like Sherman, though.
Well, Jax, you're doing a lot of talking tonight.
All right, man.
You done let Opie pump you up or something, bro.
Oh, wow.
Whatever you say, Clay. Whatever you say.
That's a little inside joke, y'all.
I see.
That's Clay right there. Everybody know what I'm talking about. We're going to start calling Father Time Clay.
All right, Jax. I'll be Clay, you be Jax. Do anybody watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's exactly
Jax.
What we're talking about.
Right. Don't make me go get Opie.
Right.
Don't make me go get Opie.
Speaking of man, I talked to him about an hour too, dog, the other day, man.
Who, Dino Brown?
Yeah. He said it ain't his, man. He said he took a test and ain't his.
He took a chance and what?
He said he took a test and it ain't his.
Is you fucking sick? Man, get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody
saying, man.
Damn, the test came back already, huh? Really? Now, look, I done took tests before. Now, unless he paid for that motherfucker out of his pocket, if the state didn't took that motherfucker,
this is what he's saying. He's saying they took the test, and I don't know. I've never took a test before, but maybe somebody can answer this for me. Does the woman get the results back before the man, or do you get them back at the same time?
Hell no, you get them back at the same time. Shit, nigga, remember when that bitch said that baby was mine, and when I got that test, and I got the running all around the process chasing that motherfucking ass. Shit.
Well, he's saying that. She already got the results.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on.
Did they go to a private? Did they go to the private one or to just the state?
I don't know.
They went to a private one. Yeah, them motherfuckers come back within 3 to 5 days. Now, if the state, shit, that's another motherfucking 3 to 6 months.
I don't know where they went, but that's what he said. He said that she got the results back.
Look,
now, she ain't returning none of his calls, so he's thinking
we
that
both,
he,
hold on now. We both know he didn't pay no $500 for that goddamn test.
Well, like I say, I can only go off of what he said.
Now, the state,
I didn't went
through both of them. I didn't went through the state, and I didn't went through the private one. Look here. State, that's 3 to 6 months. And you remember because, if you think about it, remember I got the paper, and that motherfucker said 99.9, not mine, and I jumped in the car, and I got to chase the bitch, like, hey, bitch, come here. And that's when the bitch was like, oh, they made a mistake. No, bitch, they didn't make no mistake. I'm like, shit, the only mistake is me not cracking your motherfucking forehead.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you, you know what I'm saying, because that's family.
And they didn't know where he was to deliver him.
Well, wait a minute, ain't the baby only 12 days old?
Yeah, the baby's just born.
Right, the baby's newborn.
Oh, they ain't about to get no results that fast.
Exactly.
No.
I told you, man,
Well, like I said, I'm going to tell you, this is exactly, he said she got the results back. She won't return none of his calls, so he's thinking that it came back as him not being the father.
Okay.
She won't return his calls.
Hold on now. This is the same motherfucker that sat there, came to my house, told me that he was dying of cancer. He just wanted to kick it. Had me sitting there crying. I got tears in my eyes. I'm crying. This motherfucker finna die. I just wanted to kick it with my people. I wanted to kick it with my people before this surgery.
He got me with the same one.
I'm crying every motherfucking day. Nigga, not my nigga. This motherfucker go home a month later, called me. When he got home, called me and said, hey, guess what, Cass? What? Man, they can't find a trace of cancer in my body. Motherfucker, you mean to tell me blunts and motherfucking Budweiser cure cancer? That's all you're full of, blunts and Budweiser.
Somebody might have been praying for him.
They was praying for that motherfucker because I couldn't catch his ass. Yeah, somebody, you right. Butter, you're absolutely right. Somebody prayed for him. Because had I caught his ass,
Let me tell you, man. We over here kicking it, right? We partying like a motherfucker. This motherfucker, he didn't got full of it. Man, I need to talk to you. I'm like, what's up? We need to talk. We need to be private. Right, so we go to the bathroom. This motherfucker talking about, man, I got cancer. I'm like, what?
Right.
What? I got testicular cancer. So I'm thinking like, whoa, right? I'm starting to well up, dog. I'm welling up like a motherfucker, man. I done ended the party. Hey, man, y'all motherfuckers got to go.
Hell yeah, who you talking, motherfucker? I'm on the edge of my bed, bawling like a baby.
Oh, wow, man.
I'm like, damn, dog, you still living, huh? Where your cancer at, motherfucker? Had me in the motherfucking party, you. That's it, man.
Dude, my whole thing is, motherfucker, you've been in remission for damn near 6-7 years now.
That motherfucker made me in the party. I told everybody, man, y'all gotta go, man.
No, but
y'all, everybody gotta go.
Hold up, dog. But here's the part that fucked me up when he told my other partner. And my we sitting there like, damn, man, that's fucked up. That nigga like, yeah, man, damn, prostate cancer. I'm like, prostate? He told me it's testicular.
That's what he told me.
All right, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up.
Oh, my God.
My other partner, he trying to see, hey, man, you know, this guy worked with us. He got prostate cancer, too, so he trying to get him hooked up with his doctor while he was down there. He like, man, you know, he telling the man, look, I'll pay for your business. I'll pay for your business to the doctor. I said, well, now, why would he go to a prostate cancer for a prostate when he got testicular cancer? I was like, nah, man, he told me he had prostate. I said, damn, he got full of that shit and couldn't remember which cancer he had, huh?
Wow. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's
a motherfucker,
fucked up.
Man.
I mean, what was wrong with him? I mean, what was wrong with him for real?
That motherfucker was drunk. He was drunk and he was lonely.
Wow. That's
bad. I mean,
he got,
for all practical purposes, he got us. You know what? I'm not even mad about it no more. I can actually sit on this show and joke about it now. Oh, I was hot than a motherfucker, though, at first. That motherfucker called me. Now, I'm sitting there while he on his way back home. I'm sitting there, and now I'm back in tears. Damn, man. Well, fuck around next month, he won't be here. And now I'm crying again. That motherfucker called me the next day and said, good news. Went to the doctor, and I went to the castle. I said, damn, this is a Christmas miracle? Christmas on 34th Street? What the fuck was this?
Oh, wow, dude. That's crazy, though.
Good news.
I would be really worried about his mental state, for real. Like, he needs
no,
help.
He should have been worried about my mental state had I caught his ass. That's who's mental state.
Sometimes, people get lonely, depressed, and, you know, they make shit up, man, because, you know, they're looking for that attention.
I
think that's what he did. I think that's what he did.
For all practical purposes, he got us. He got us good.
That's
that motherfucker
sad,
had me
you know?
Crying like a motherfucker, man. I was hurting, boy. This motherfucker's still living, man. He got that Magic Johnson blood in him.
He need a hug.
The motherfucker needs something. Need to stop drinking.
That motherfucker, I mean, for another grown man to make me cry like that, oh, I was hot than a motherfucker. I was hot. I mean, I cried.
He's telling you that lie might have kept him from killing himself because he saw that you cared about him, you know?
You know what? That lie almost sent him to his grave early because I was going to kill him my goddamn self.
But you know what, though? That's a great-ass point. I never, ever thought about it like that. That was a great-ass motherfucker point.
He might have been like, if my friends don't give a fuck about me, then I'm going to kill myself. And y'all showed him that y'all cared about him. And
well,
that's
that.
A great fucking point. I mean, you just killed the motherfucking joke. But that's a great-ass motherfucking point.
I'm sorry.
You just destroyed the joke.
Mean,
it ain't funny no more now.
I'm sorry, but I just thought about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, fuck that.
I just seen a female last week take a whole bunch of pills because she felt like didn't nobody love her. And she said she was trying to get her mama's attention and her boyfriend's attention, and they weren't paying her no attention. You know? So she felt alone
well,
and all of that.
Get a boyfriend's attention? Bitch, get naked.
I mean,
man, I feel bad as hell now.
You feel bad? I don't. I don't want to whoop his ass.
You are crazy.
I feel bad now, man.
Are you serious?
Think about this shit all night now.
Are you serious? You really finna listen to Bottle? That's some bullshit.
I'm just saying that now, man. What she said made a lot of sense, man.
It's
what she
truth.
Said made a lot
you
of sense.
Never know
for
what he
up.
Was going through. And y'all say that.
Okay.
Y'all said that he was like, you know what I'm saying, lonely and everything. That could have been his whole purpose. Let me see how my friends, my family don't give a fuck about me. Let me see how my friends care. And said some off-the-wall crazy shit.
Motherfucker, I paid for that motherfucker's trip here and back. Fuck that. I want my money back.
Well, you'll think about it after the show, man. After you hang up, you're going to be like, well, damn.
No, I'm not.
That shit makes sense. It
no,
makes
I'm
sense,
not.
Man.
I don't think
you
is either. I don't think you is either.
I'm not going to think about it like that. I still want to punch him upside his goddamn forehead. So some bitch ass.
Well, I don't know, bro, man. That's it. That makes a lot of sense.
Hell yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
You can listen to that butter philosophy all you want to. I'm going to speak the shit out of
him. It just makes sense to me, man. Hey, I mean, what if something was really wrong with him, man? He just did that shit just to see how we react, no? I mean, if you really, just think about that for a hot second.
No.
What if that really was the case, man? He saved his life, dude. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
You would have been even more hurt if you would have woke up the next day to find out that he killed himself.
Exactly. See, now you should feel bad to the motherfucker right now.
Man, fuck you, Andy.
Joking, man. That motherfucker could be dead right now.
Fuck you and Nino Brown.
I mean, I understand, you know, for all purposes, you wanted to make us laugh and everything. It just came up in my head because I've just seen so much happen in the last couple of months with people trying to kill themselves.
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
I'm saying,
y'all was talking about my ass up and down when I came to y'all and asked y'all for some advice about the same shit. Y'all talking about my ass up and down, talking about I was a competing motherfucker. Now y'all sitting here talking about the same shit.
Your shit was different.
Now, but you mean y'all was the same shit?
What? I missed it. I missed it. What happened?
No, wait, no. You was fucking the broad. You fucked her up. You can't get mad at nobody behind that one with yourself.
Right. You the one made her kill herself, and you could have saved her just by fucking her.
you want to try to put it off on us. No,
right. You try to make us feel bad.
Y'all was talking shit. Y'all was talking shit because I had told y'all what was going on. Y'all flipped it around on me talking about.
Wait, no, you knew that the bitch was crazy when she put Hocus your boy entertainment and blood on your window.
What?
See, here you go with the bullshit.
What?
It was, I was wrong with that bitch head, dog.
Tell me he did.
Asshole. All right, he jumped.
Okay.
His window talking about who's your boy? Who's your boy?
God. That would be crazy, though, for real. That would be. I mean, I feel sorry for the girl. Like I told you, I did tell you, you know what I'm saying? I prayed for the girl after you told me that. But
look, the girl sitting outside singing Queen songs and shit, rapping motherfucking Hardy's verses. Out Waylo's window. So what the fuck? You knew the bitch was crazy then.
Mm-hmm. Looking like Aaliyah from that damn vampire movie she did. Dressed up in all black.
Right.
Outside your window and shit.
Bottles on my hand, just clinking them. Who's your boy?
I'm out to play. Hey. And he still ain't heard from her, man. He still ain't. He's still trying to kill herself.
And you think the president of Who's Your Boy done went to go see her yet? He ain't told her mama shit, nothing. He ain't shit. Well, no, ain't shit.
At least went to the girl's funeral, man.
Oh my God! Y'all stop it. Do you know if she's alive?
He ain't heard not one thing from this girl since he told her.
Look, man, there ain't no funeral. They ain't even found the body yet. And Waylo ain't told her mama shit, nothing. Mama calling Waylo. Waylo, hey, you see? I know. I ain't seen her.
Oh, wow. For real?
He then wiped off the blood off his window and just said, fuck you.
Oh, damn, Waylo.
Ain't shit.
I pay back some motherfucker for both of y'all ass.
She told you what she was going to do, and you was like, well, whatever, I'm out of here.
Right.
All you had to do was hit her again, dog, and she would have been cool. You couldn't even do that. That's fucked up, man.
You could have called 911.
Something.
She's swinging from a tree.
You
could have
did something, Waylo. You could have prevented this. You could have prevented this.
Yeah, I could have prevented this by giving a crazy motherfucker some dick that I don't think she deserved. Don't need that goddamn.
No, you didn't have to give her no penis. You could have gave her some attention because that's what she was looking for, acting crazy.
She was looking for dick. Waylo, it's bigger than you.
She was looking for the magic stick, huh?
Right, the dick is bigger than you, Waylo. You can't be just thinking about yourself.
Wow.
Right, man. Sometimes, man, hey, Waylo, dog, sometimes you got to take one for the team, man.
Oh, wow.
You could have saved that girl's life, man. And you said she had a kid, too?
But see, that was your fault because you took it for the team the first time. Sometimes you got to say no from the beginning.
I mean, don't get it wrong. She ain't a bad looking chick. She a nice looking chick, but
how do you sleep at night, man, knowing this shit?
On my right side.
Oh, wow.
She's not on the right side, no.
For real, Waylo.
Right.
You're not worried about her losing her mind or killing herself for real?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ain't that goddamn
cold hearted.
Hell no.
That
motherfucker cold blooded. Cass and Father Time making it 10 times worse than what it is.
Okay, well, look, where she at? Right, where she at? Let us call her. We can call her from the show.
Right.
I don't know where she at. Her Facebook page gone.
There you have it.
Facebook page gone. Who's
on
their Facebook page?
Oh, wow, man.
You know this shit gonna come back on you tenfold.
No, it ain't. You ain't shit.
You ain't shit.
How you doing?
Cold-blooded. Yeah, we want to hear a voice. Not no voicemail, her actual voice.
Right, he gonna try to put a voicemail on for 6 months ago.
You want to talk to her?
I ain't gonna talk to no dead.
Stop saying that shit.
That shit ain't cool.
Can't
talk to no dead person. That's crazy. Ready to go hire a medium now so we can talk to her.
That's crazy.
What's up, man? You cold blooded, dude. Are you violent, man? I mean, he was talking about blowing people up.
You need to burn in hell. Hey, what they say, burn in hell, you son of a bitch.
Okay, oh my goodness.
I mean, think about it, dog. If you think about some of the shit he said on the show, I mean, remember that time he talking about he got a motherfucker in the basement pulling their fingernails off with pliers and shit?
What?
I mean, y'all asked the question.
I need to pay attention to what he says from now on, like...
They taking all my military shit and turning that shit to something where it ain't. You can't listen to them. Don't listen to them.
Okay.
Ain't nobody taking shit. We just going by what you said.
And you ain't talked about her since that day.
Hell no.
You already read about the girl in the newspaper, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness.
Where'd they find that, man?
Shit. You know what? Wait, look. Yeah, fuck both of y'all. I'm going to tell you what you are. You are low-down dirty.
Fucking some son of a bitch.
Dirty, motherfucker.
I'm surprised they came and questioned you, because I'm pretty sure she got Hoochie Boy tattooed all over her body before she did it.
Yeah, she can carve Hoochie Boy all in her damn body.
You know what I'm saying? Got
Hoochie
Boy all the
day.
She got a shrine.
Y'all ain't shit.
Ain't shit. I did this, left a letter. I did this because Waylo don't love me. I'm hurt. Hoochie Boy forever.
No.
I got to go.
Right. She died like Paul on Temptations. Hoochie Boy forever.
Right, just change the
light. All right, it's time to get off this show, man. It's time to go, man. This motherfucker they ran over. They gonna fuck us tomorrow, man. We done went damn near an hour over.
this motherfucker off, y'all rotten motherfuckers.
Fucking God sucker.
You the one got motherfuckers killing this, sir.
All right, buddy, you got any last words?
I'm just going to pray before I go to bed tonight for y'all. I'm gonna pray for y'all friend. What is his name? Who was looking for starving for attention?
I'm gonna pray for
that girl that Waylo digmatized. I'm gonna pray.
Your prayers won't be answered for her. She already gone.
Let's pray she's in a better place.
Yes.
Y'all ain't shit. That's why y'all ain't shit.
Wow. All right, who we got next, man?
All right, y'all. Okay, who we got next? Who we got next? Mother Nature, any last words?
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are crazy. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.
Okay. Jadine, baby, you got any last words for us?
For
Waylo.
What?
For Waylo, you can pray for him. Because he ain't shit.
Oh, my God. I need some halls. I need somebody to bring me some halls.
I think I got a fresh new bag. You look, Waylo, you worry about what the fuck you got to do down there. There's problems going on, all right? Jermaine, this what you want? This what you want as soon as he don't get his way? What he going to do?
Lord, have mercy.
But I will be on the show tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up. Waylo, you got any last words you want to say, man?
Like to say fuck y'all very much for making me feel bad. I'm going to wait until around about 12 o'clock noon, and I'm going to call her and make sure she's all right, goddammit.
That would be a good idea.
Now it's conscious eating at him.
It should be.
Because y'all made me feel like shit. That's why, assholes.
Okay,
that means we've done our job, dog. Job well done. We try to touch
all right,
people
dog,
here.
You got any last words, man?
Hey, man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. SimCityRadio.name.com.
That's all right, man. And thank y'all. This was a great show. I mean, you know, we had to get some people skeletons out the closet. That ain't Waylo. That's probably where the motherfucking body at in the closet.
Oh my God.
I'm dead.
Yeah,
driving around with a girl in your trunk.
If the feds come to my house, I'm coming to Minnesota and Indianapolis, and I'm whooping y'all ass.
All right, y'all. Save that time. Save that channel, y'all. We out of here. Peace.